With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We talk about the madness in the workforce these days and employers having trouble finding employees, employees trying to find the best job possible, and what's happening in the front lines with people and the customer and frustrations that there's not enough people there to get the job done, frustrations from frontline workers in restaurants and retail stores about the fact that they realize, hey, things are problematic out there, but the craziness and the madness and people screaming and yelling is out of control here. And we all think and see that social media certainly has some play in all of this, as everybody seems to thinking just hide behind an ugly post or an ugly rant on Facebook or Twitter. And, you know, next thing you know, I can just go up on about my day. I'll just leave this hand grenade here. And it's just feeding the beast of what we're doing here in our dumpster fire of a society these days. And I got to tell you, Twitter and Facebook and Insta, all of them, there's a lot of benefit to all of them. But there's also a lot of trash out there that's just feeding this country. And now it looks like Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, is stepping down to talk a little bit more about this and why and what's next for Twitter. Internationally known analyst on Celebrity CEOs is with us now. Craig Duswalt, thank you, Craig, for being back with us. Good morning.
Thank you, JT, for having me.
So what led to Jack Dorsey saying, all right, I think I'm out. I got to go.
Well, we all were shocked yesterday when it happened, so it was a surprise. But, you know, I'm a marketing guy, so this is my take on it. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of people like this. I think he's personally, because he left in 2008, came back in 2015. I personally think this is a way to get Twitter back into the news again, back to relevancy on a positive note, maybe, instead of what they were doing with the political campaigns a couple of years ago. And I just think that, you know, he's resigned for a little while. And like Cher, you know, she had so many farewell tours. I think that I think he's doing the same thing, and he'll be back soon after 2022 and 2024, because he doesn't have to deal with that situation, if you know what I mean.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the most positive things he could do right now is to allow President Trump to get back on Twitter. That was just, I mean, you talk about polarizing by making the move to completely annihilate his platform. President Trump was using Twitter because nobody else on the left media that supported the Democrats in the left part of the world were supporting President Trump, and they were putting out false things in the news. And Twitter was the only way you could hear it from the horse's mouth. And then he shuts him down. So believe me, there's half of the world that thinks Twitter is evil for doing something like that. But you're right. I mean, as far as rebirthing himself and coming back, it's like Elton John. I think Elton's on his, what, third or fourth final tour?
Yeah, he's on the Houston Famous Sheriff. He's on his fourth farewell tour as well.
Right. So all right. So Jack Dorsey's stepping away for now. He's going to remain in some capacity, correct?
He's going to stay on the board of directors till May 2022, at least.
Okay.
That.
And then he's going to go away for a while and sit back and just chill out. Now,
he's the CEO of Square, too. I mean, this guy was the CEO of two major companies. And, you know, the shareholders and the board of directors of Twitter were saying, you know, how could you be the CEO of two companies and spend, you know, 24/7 on our company when you have another company? And that was part of it, too. But
So who's taking over on Twitter?
Parag Agrawal is his name, and he's an engineer with the company. He's been there for 10 years, and, you know, Jack was a mentor to him. So I think it's going to stay. Twitter's going to stay the same. Nothing big is going to happen over the next couple of years, except for what they're going to do for the next political election, and that's to be seen.
Yeah, I was going to say that is to be seen. What are your thoughts on what may be happening in the midterms and also as we go into 2024 as President Trump continues to hint that, hey, you know, it's going to get good again. I'll be back.
I'm saying, unfortunately, I think it's going to stay. It's going to happen again what happened to Donald Trump. It's just going to happen again. And that's very unfortunate because I don't believe in censorship. I believe, like, Trump had a, you know, he was just, that was his way of getting to the public. And they realized, oh, my gosh, you know, how dare we have a person like this on our thing? And yet they have a lot of other very sketchy situations on Twitter and then let that go. Yeah.
The things they allow on social media platforms when they say that President Trump is the most offensive thing out there is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Just call it. It's a politically motivated, leaning left agenda at the head of Twitter and Facebook and these tech companies that are run by, you know, liberals. When they get on a platform, in no pun intended, about a certain candidate like President Trump, that's it. I mean, they're not going to hold back. I mean, go to any Oprah Winfrey dinner party and you just look who's at the table. I mean, it's a potpourri of liberalism. So,
Northern California, Silicon Valley. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Well, hey, Craig, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate the insight on what's happening at Twitter and also what we may or may not expect moving forward into the midterms from these social media platforms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.